Hello, Audio Boo. This is Gotcha. This is the first time I've done one of these in 5 months, and the one I did 5 months ago is the only one I did for 3 months when all that went down. So I haven't been on this website in a long time, that's what I'm saying. But I figured I'd come back at 6 a.m. because I just woke up and it was on my mind. I'm like, I wonder what's going on with Audio Boo. So I went on here, and I wanted to talk about Reddit and why I barely go on Reddit anymore, and I just disabled my account or closed my account on Reddit. I had my account for 9 months, and I had about 2 months of lurking under my belt before I made that account. So I'm not old like a lot of people on the website, but I've seen the website change enough where I can comment on it. Even a year ago, the homepage actually had more technology stories and, you know, actual stories with meat to them instead of what's going on now. And what's going on now is just, it's the same crap every day on the homepage. It's a rage comic that's not even a rage comic, it's just someone telling us about their day. And it has about 50 panels instead of the 4, which I thought rage comics were. And I went on F7U12 the other day. There's so many new faces that I just don't even know. And then people start adding the vector faces when I thought the whole point of rage comics were they were simplistic and they were supposed to represent everything with just a stick figure, but now people are customizing them. It's stupid. What else? The atheist barrage. And I am an atheist. I just don't feel the need to shove it in people's faces. Actually, I've never even said I'm an atheist, really, because there's no need to say it. But it's just like, hey, let's laugh at that Christian person. They're dumb because they believe in Christianity, when it's really none of your fucking business. Unless they're pushing it on you, yeah, then you push your views back. I have no problem with that. But going on to Christianity, which I've gone on there just to ask questions, and I'm not going on there like trying to, oh, well, the Bible says this, but that doesn't make any sense, yada yada. I went on there just to see what their opinion on something was. I don't remember. If I had my account, I'd post the link under what it was. It was just pretty much talking about some thing in the afterlife or whatever. And atheists came on from the atheism section and started saying, like, oh, that's a dumb question to ask, when I wasn't really even trying to direct the question at them. And they were just pretty much shitting on the Christians just for the sake because they're Christians, which I guess kind of goes hand in hand with the amazing atheist. Well, actually, he's gotten smaller now, but people like that just think it's funny to shit on people's religion when it's really none of their business. The third type of person, which has exploded since a year ago, was the whole trees stoner shit. Every day, it started with just like a few rage comics. Then it was a while there where they're posting pictures like, oh, doesn't my dog look so stoned? I keep him in my room with my door locked so he can get the smoke inhaled. Yeah. And I'm not a PETA guy. I could have a fucking slaughterhouse job if I wanted to have one. I don't know why I'd want one, but pretty much saying I don't give a fuck about animals. But it's still like, Jesus Christ. They think it's something cool. Like, a lot of them are like, oh, you bake with your lizard looks so toked out, or I don't know. I don't know all the hippie lingo. No, but it goes from that to people posting, like, there's something about pop brownies, and the guy's like, oh, I'm so high, I can't even move, in the form of a rage comic, which pretty much everything is now. And they think of it as something like, oh, that's hilarious, that's awesome, when I look at it as, that's really dumb, how can anyone look up to that and think that's cool? I don't know, I don't like weed, if you couldn't tell. I think it's dumb, but I'm in favor of legalizing it. But again, I really don't say that. If it comes up in a bill, yeah, I'll vote for it, but I just don't, I'll never smoke it. Which, by the way, it's funny when you tell stoners that you don't smoke. When it's funny when you think of weed, it's all peace, love, man, and they just keep trying to make you smoke weed, and they just don't get that you don't want to smoke it. And again, it's funny that Holland has a smaller or a lower percentage of people smoking weed per capita. And I read something yesterday that they're thinking of closing coffee shops to tourists, which I think is amazing. But hey, that's me. I'm sure a lot of people don't like that. What was the other thing? People losing a lot of weight. people keep posting images, even though it says in the pictures rules, at least the last time I checked the rules of pictures, keep all the fat loss to lose it, that subreddit, and people post still every day, and people keep uploading it, and it's, I never was fat, so, because I kept myself in somewhat shape. I mean, I'm not lying, I'm not ripped, I'm not thin, I'm about 145 pounds, and that was like, I don't know, I'm about 5'11", so I'm not skinny, I'm not fat, I'm average, I guess. But the fact these people are like, good for you, you lost all that weight. Who gives a shit about them? It's like that when there was a whole trend going on for like 2 weeks where people, after they were getting divorced, like, it's good to know I have Reddit family. Fuck no, you don't. It's a website where everyone can pretty much be anonymous because you can just make a new account. That's what people call throwaways. I don't know where people get all these good friends. I've made about 2 friends on Reddit. One of them I met up at a hockey game, the other one I just started talking to on Facebook. But that's over 8 months. I'm friendly with people. I know a few people on Reddit, but it's not like I'm going to call them my friends and talk to them after I get divorced. I don't know. I think that's dumb. I think that goes right around with the fat people losing weight. That person lost weight and they gained 1,000 karma for posting it? I better do the same. Which is funny because now the only subreddit I can even read actually made a new account just to put up some vote someone saying, don't you feel bad every time you visit Reddit? Or don't you feel like you just wasted a few minutes every time you go on Reddit? But the only section I can read now is Circle Jerk because it's the only honestly true section on Reddit. And I'm sure I'm going to get some hate comments from this. You can't even talk right and you can't keep a nice speech pattern, but you know what? Go fuck yourself. You know it's true. Does anyone honestly want to see pictures of cats? It's the internet. You go on YouTube, there's always some Japanese guy uploading videos of a cat that's better than your cat. The Japanese people always have fucking amazing animals. For whatever reason, I don't know. It's probably something in the water. Well, until the earthquake. Yeah, I know I'm an asshole. There's no need to bring it up. Alright, this has gone on long enough.